When we arrive, then we must search for the green dome, as a mother searches for her lost child. If a mother has been informed that her lost child, lost for many years, is somewhere in this vicinity, then how she searches? She will be going mad with excitement. And if only she has to spot that child, that beloved child of hers, then she will go mad with joy and ecstasy. So in the same way, when a haji is about to reach, or when a person is about to reach Medina Sharif, then he must look around, he must search for the green dome, like a person who is indeed in search of his love. It must not be like a person who is relaxed, is not even concerned where he is going. As I mentioned in one of my talks, that there were two persons sitting in the front seat, and we were sitting in the back seat of the bus in one of the trips. One of the person was smoking away, and the other person was very relaxed. Why? Because he visited Medina Sharif many times. That is why. When we visit a place many times, then the love of that place diminishes. But that should not be our condition with Medina Sharif and Makkah Sharif. Every new fresh trip that we make, our excitement must know no bounds and no limits. Then that is true love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Not just lip service love that we pay here. So one of them was relaxing like that, and the other person was smoking away. And I told the others that please read a lot of Durood Sharif. So now and again they might be reading Durood Sharif. But when the green dome came in sight, we were very excited. So this one person just, there's the green dome. And the other person said yes, as if nothing has really happened. So that shows that we do not have the deep love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We must show great excitement that we have now arrived in the city of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And not just in the city of our beloved, but in the city of the beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the city of Him whom the angels came down to visit. That city from which Islam spread, from which jihad took place, where the Quran Sharif was revealed, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam entered into different marriages, where Jannatul Baqi is, where more than 10,000 sahabas lie buried, where the Rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is, where he himself lies buried, where next to him is his beloved companion Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. That piece of ground on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's body rests, it is a consensus of the ulama of the ummah, that piece of ground on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was laid to rest, it is far more precious and holier than even the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore we are not reaching Medina Sharif on the strength of our wealth. It is the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is the grace and the mercy of Allah ta'ala, that He is conveying us to that land on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sat, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam conducted his majlises, in that masjid where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam received the deputations, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the talim to the ummah, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam dispatched the jamaats for da'wah throughout the world, from where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took the personal charge of the ghazawat, the armies that went for jihad, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performed the salat. He led the Sahabas in Salat 5 times a day. That masjid, which corner of that masjid there is where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his Sahabas did not walk or sit or have discussions, or from where they did not move. So we are going to that land. So therefore I said that we are not going on the strength of our wealth.
Tere fazl hi se pohuncha ye zaleel ye kameena, ये तेरा करम है मौला, कहाँ में कहाँ मदीना, तेरे फजल ही से पहुँचा.
It is with the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that a person reaches Medina Sharif. Others, where people like us, dirty, filthy hearted people like us, where we are even worthy to be in the land of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we must go there with the azmat of that place in our hearts, with the ihtiram and the respect and the honor of that land in our heart. So as we enter Medina Sharif, that is the first thing that we should do. We should look very excited.
A gaya samane rauza-e muhtaram,
Agaya samane rauzae muhtaram jiski ziyarat ko ya rab tarasate the hum Agaya samane rauzae muhtaram jiski ziyarat ko ya rab tarasate the hum Now that Rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that Gumbad, the Gumbad, the Khizrite has come in front of us. So we must look excited. When we arrive into Medina Sharif, then we should not be like when we were in our ihram. In ihram, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loved us in that way, that our hair is disheveled, our garment is covered with dust, Allah, and we are saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Therefore, when we are in Arafat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells the angels that look at these servants of mine, they have come from distant lands. On their tongue is labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Their hair is disheveled, their garment is dust laden. You bear witness that I have forgiven them. Even if their sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, and more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, I have forgiven them all. So they, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, loved us in that way. And if our mehboob loves us in that manner, then we say we will come like that. They, if a person keeps taking out his comb and combing his hair and looking into the mirror and applying perfume and making sure that his nails are clipped and all that while seeing ihram, then he will have to give them. They, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, loves us like that. Let your fingernails grow. Let your hair be covered with dust. Let your clothes be filled with perspiration. No harm in that. Even if you're making your salat in that manner, Allah ta'ala says, I love you like that. You make your salat like that. Yes, in the masjid when we were coming and making our five times salat, we were told that we must be neatly dressed, we must come with clean and park clothes, and we must not come with clothes that has got perspiration in it, and it must not be any offense, causing any offense to anybody else. All those things were for our masjids of the world, but now that we are in ihram, even after ihram when we are going into the haram sharif, then the same rules will apply of cleanliness and purification. However, in ihram it is totally different. So here in Medina Sharif when we arrive, and I always mention this incident, that Abdul Qais, one of his delegation, he was one of the leaders of a tribe, he took one, it was one of the tribes. So one of the delegations from that tribe came over to Medina Sharif. When they came over to Medina Sharif, all the others, because they saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so they just jumped out of the camels and they rushed towards Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But Munzir bin Ais, who was the leader of that delegation, he did not do that. What he did, he got off, he made sure every person's baggage, luggage, whatever was in those days, he put all one side, and then he himself went and had a bath, he put on fresh clothes, he changed clothes, and then after applying itar, he came to the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, walking in a very dignified manner, and when he entered the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he made two rakats of namaz, and then he came to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I admire two qualities in you. One is your humility, that you walk so humbly, and the other one is the dignified manner in which you came. So it shows that we should be extremely humble there. We must leave all our pride and arrogance behind in South Africa. We must go there in complete humility, because we are going to the darbar of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is visited by thousands of angels every day. So this darbar of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has got special adab. Now that we have arrived there and we have done what I just explained to you, then in a very dignified manner we enter into the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And there, first of all, if it is possible, we enter through Baba Jibreel. But it is not necessary, it is not compulsory. Because of the massive extensions that have taken to the place of the both harams, those doors that we were normally told that when you go for Umrah you enter through this door, and when you go to Medina Sharif you enter through this door. If it is not possible, if it is difficult, a person is right on the other side of the building, then enter through whichever door it is convenient. But when you enter, then read two rakats of namaz. Read two rakats of namaz if it is not makruh time. And this namaz, preferably you read it in the jannah, in the Riyaz-e Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ma baina baiti wa mimbari rawzatum min Riyaz-e Jannah. Between my house and my mimbar is a garden from the gardens of paradise. So if we get an opportunity to be there without pushing anybody, without bumping anybody, then we should make two rakats namaz there. If not, then anyway in that masjid you make two rakats of namaz, you will still get that same sawab of 50,000 rakats, 50,000 namazes. After having read that namaz, make a lot of dua. Make a lot of dua that, Ya Allah, forgive me all my sins, major, minor, whatever I may have committed. Forgive me, and I pledge and I promise that inshallah those things which I have not put right, as soon as I go back, I will make sure everything is put right, but forgive the sin. Because one is like, for example, a person stole from somebody 1,000 rands. So the sin of stealing is something else. And that item, the return of that item is something else. So here he is asking for forgiveness of that sin of stealing. But now that does not mean that he does not have to return that. So if, for example, a person just went away and now he realized that, no, I should have paid that person the 1,000 rand which I had stolen. So now at least he makes dua that, Ya Allah, forgive the sin of stealing. But when I go back, I will make sure that I give that person his 1,000 rands. So ask complete forgiveness from all sins. And thereafter, in a very, very dignified manner, I'm going to cut it very short because of the time, in a very dignified manner, then you go towards the roza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now in the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has said that وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. That those people, I'll give you just that, the meaning of this verse, explanatory meaning, that those people who transgressed, those people who committed sins, those people who committed aggression against themselves. In other words, when a person is committing sins, he is not harming Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is doing injustice to himself. Because if he is going to commit sins, he has disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and if Allah ta'ala becomes displeased, then this person is going to suffer. Because if Allah is not ours, then nothing is ours, as you have heard many times. Agar ek to nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If Allah becomes ours, then our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Then our properties will give us comfort. Then our somnus mattresses will give us sleep. Those the homes of ours will be very peaceful, and those homes will be jannat on earth. But if we have displeased Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our actions, in our deeds, then our homes will not give us comfort.